Fierce Femme Media.
Me world.
Hey, drinking wine out of a can is cool now.
I know.
100%. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Drinking wine out of a box is acceptable now, too. 20 years here's ago? Something. No.
Here's how I feel. I, especially when I'm trying to eat healthy, am such a lightweight. Like, I'm not going to drink a bottle of wine by myself because I'm, like, such a lightweight. But, like, a can?
Why not?
There's a can. It's not a big deal.
There's a bottle in here.
I know, but, like, okay. I'm 5'3 and a half, and all I eat is salad once a week. But, like, when you're trying to eat healthy and then you're not drinking as much and then you're, like, become such a lightweight, a can is perfect. A can, it, can is the new bottle.
Let's be real. You've always been a lightweight. Always.
Lightweight.
You've always been a lightweight.
A can is half a bottle.
Oh. So if you drink two cans, you'll be in the bag.
Yeah, a can's half a bottle.
A can is half a bottle.
Like it.
They even not this one. This one doesn't say it, but the house wine ones say like two cans equals one bottle.
Oh, yeah. See, I would be like, I'm being responsible. I'm going to buy them in cans so I can have like a serving and then I would drink three cans and be like, it's just three cans.
Right. To be fair, our servings of wine are not correct. When I get wine in a restaurant and they come back with that little bitty like eighth of a glass, I'm like, Come on back.
What is like $7 for a sip?
Right? Like that's why I like when they ask you, like, do you want a 6 or a 9 ounce? I'm like, 9. Like, who gets a 6? is that a thing? Like, I don't.
It's like that video that went around with the lady who's like was selling the wine preserver. And she's like, so when you like drink half bottle, you just spray this in and it will be good for like 6 weeks. And she goes, oh, where do you get half bottle? She's like, well, no, like if you drink a bottle of wine, you don't finish it. And she was like, I don't understand. Like, what do you, and she's like, well, because like you're by yourself. So like you drink half a bottle and she goes, oh, and then I wait till I put the kids to bed and I finish the bottle. And she's like, no, you just stop drinking it. She's like, no, I don't. What does that mean?
That's not a thing.
It's so damn funny.
That's so funny.
So, the Stacey are back.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, Erin, it
was prodigal. She went high, I went low.
I did. We harmonized.
It was a treat with just Erin and I, but now we have everyone back.
I'm sure. I'm sure there was like less interrupting. The episodes were shorter.
Strange.
Also rude. It was a treat. Get out of here. You're welcome. Where are your treats?
I was being sarcastic. I was saying it was very weird to have just Erin and I on. That's what I was meant.
Right.
You also said it was a treat.
I was being facetious.
You dick.
I love you, you dummy. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the weekly wind down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacey, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacey, the political princess.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
To the back again, Erin. To the back.
I know. You know what? It's fine. I'm more comfortable back here. It was real weird going second all the time.
Okay, but also you were going last.
I know, but it was still weird.
Were you one of those kids when you had a reading class, you'd count out to your paragraph and then memorize your part? That doesn't 100%. Surprise me at all. Yeah, that's so 100%. You.
And I was always the best reader. I was always the best. I was like,
you spent the whole alphabet waiting for it to be your turn.
100%. You're right. You know, like I started out just barely knowing how to read, but by the time we got to my name, I was a fucking professional.
You didn't have to look anymore. You're like, you were off book.
Did you like stand up? You're off book. Get on top of your desk.
Oh, I didn't get on top of my desk. I definitely stood up once and my teacher was like, Erin, you don't need to stand up. And I was like, okay. But I still nailed it. That's why I'm still a great reader to this day. Like when I have
read. You crush it.
Because you know what? There's nothing worse than hearing somebody read a book out loud and it's like,
agreed.
Especially something you wrote, like put some fucking feeling in it. What? I've had two drinks already. I'm just letting you guys know.
Aaron's got some feelings about this.
I love it. I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
Do you guys want to tell everyone what you've been doing for like a month since you just abandoned us?
We can, but also like, I'm having such a good eyebrow day. I know people can't see that, but like, look at this.
Oh, reunited, and it feels so good.
This is the quality content that our listeners missed.
You look like Alex Voss on
New Black. Oh, you do.
The glasses with the eyebrows and the dark hair. Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, a little bit. Now that I think about it, it is kind
of
weird.
Like if you don't look at the light part of my hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian now too?
Easy, Tiger. Relax.
I might be. I've been watching The Laundry Lady on TikTok.
Oh, I know what you mean. I got that reference.
I love her.
She's so good.
So what are you guys up to?
Nothing exciting. Just being a chauffeur to my kids. So like, I had softball 2 to 3 nights a week with my youngest, so I was never home to be able to get on the podcast. Not exciting.
Oh, mine was kind of exciting. I was directing a play. And I got a puppy. Good.
Yeah.
So like they're doing those two things at the same time was like maybe not the best decision I've ever
made. We all got puppies at like relatively close to the same time.
Yeah.
It's like getting baby fever with your friends. Like, oh, let's all get pregnant. But this is way easier because they can be crated.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I had been thinking
you
about
can't crate
it.
A baby?
I mean,
I've
I
been
guess
thinking about it for a while. So I just finally pulled the trigger. The right opportunity came up. And she's so cute. But yeah, I was directing a play. She's so adorable. I missed the last couple weeks. We had, we had dress rehearsals and then the show opened, and now I'm right back to, we have another show that opens at the end of May that I am choreographing. I'm not directing. I'm back in my lane. But yeah, that, because I was working on the other show, I've done nothing for this show yet, and it opens in 5 weeks. So that's fun.
It was very good. We couldn't all go because they had limited attendance. But we did get to stream it online, which is a super nice option because Lincoln has trouble sitting that long in like a theater and not being a toddler pretty much. Right. So it was nice being able to just like watch it at home, but it was very good. They did the whole social distancing thing. Everyone was set up at desks. You had a couple super talented kids and then some that were, you know, high school.
So hard too, because when you're there in person, it's such a different experience. Cause I went back and watched the live stream and I'm like, oh, you just don't get as much. Like some of the ones that are really, really good actors, like you're not up as close. So like the things that are more nuanced, you don't catch on the screen. So I was like, oh, that's too bad. But yeah, but it's a super cool show. It's called Now Hear This. And it's from, like, if anybody's a theater fan, they probably haven't even heard of this show, but it's from the writers of Title of Show. So it's really like, it's really good. It's done with 4 people. But they made the like high school version a flexible cast. So you can, you know, change things up a little bit, and it's supposed to be done in a natural history museum, but because of COVID I thought, okay, we'll just put them all in desks like they're working from home, and it can be more of like a virtual natural history museum situation. So it was really fun, and the music's super catchy, and
Was good. I actually like the live stream because when I go to the theater, I tend to try and sit in the back because I'm very tall. So I'm always really self-conscious of if people can't see because of me, that stresses me out. So I try to sit in the back. So the live stream, I could actually see better than I normally can inside a theater. So my little 2 cents for what it's worth. Well, I enjoyed it. And I got to drink beer while watching it, which that was delightful.
I know. Perfect to drink while watching high school production. You don't get to normally do that.
Yeah,
it'd be like Michael Scott when they go to see Andy and Sweeney Todd, and they drop the wine bottle, and it like rolls and rolls and rolls.
Since I've been friends with you, I have seen more high school productions than I ever did while I was in high school, and I've only Ours seen two. Suck. Yeah. All right.
But it'll be nice to like next year go back to doing like another big show. And one of the reasons we picked this one was because when we had to like purchase rights and do all of that stuff, practically nothing had streaming rights available. And now like lots of things do, which is good because if we continue with a like limited capacity thing, into next year, I could see doing more shows where we're offering the option of being in person or streaming.
Yeah. I think too, if you offer the streaming thing again and you even charge, like I would have paid to stream it. Mm-hmm. Like I would have bought a streaming access pass for it just to avoid taking my toddler in.
Or even just for people, like we had, like for the first time, like the girls in this show had people that like relatives and stuff that live out of state or like not in the area, can't travel, were able to actually like see them in a show. So I thought that was cool. Yeah.
I would recommend keeping on with that because it was way easier.
That's good to know. Good to know. I'll pass that along.
Okay. So we did get, so we actually got three listener questions that revolved kind of around, no one was really aware of, unless you live in California, the uproar that's going on about Gavin Newsom possibly being recalled until Caitlyn Jenner threw her hat in the ring. So we got a few questions about Caitlyn Jenner and a few about Gavin Newsom. So I picked the one that kind of combine the two. So Marissa and Megan, I'm not ignoring your emails. I just, this is the easiest one to go with. So Krista said, hi ladies, love you all. I've listened for a long time, but I've never written before. My first question is, what the hell is going on with Newsom and Jenner out there in California? I live in Texas, so I'm not familiar with how things work. I thought you all loved your governor. What's up with the recall? Should we be worried if this can happen in California? Will it happen in other blue states? Okay. There's 40 million people that live in California. It is exceptionally easy to call for a recall in this state. You only need 12% of the amount of people that voted to sign a petition saying that they want a recall. So you essentially need 1.5 million people to say they don't like Gavin Newsom. 55%
just to make that happen, but he's not gonna get recalled.
Let me break down the demographics for you though. So 58% of this state is registered Democrat. Okay, 24% is registered Republican and the rest is registered independent. So even 24% is several million people. It is not hard to get 1.5 million, which what breaks down to 12%. It is not difficult to get 1.5 million signatures. That being said, this is a fucking waste of money. It's super obnoxious. Gavin Newsom's up for re-election in 2022. So we're talking about a year and it's gonna cost the state $400 million to run this recall. So I get not liking him, but there's a year. Like this state is damn near ungovernable. Like when you're talking about 40 million people with, when you range from San Francisco to Los Angeles to Yreka to the deep eastern part where it's nothing but farmers and rural country land. And I think people, when they think of California, they only think of like San Francisco and LA. 80% of the country's food comes from this state. So when I say there's rural areas here, I mean legitimately there's farmland for miles and miles and miles. We are called the salad bowl of the country. If California cannot produce fruits and vegetables, the rest of the country does not get it. So that's why it was really, really difficult during whenever there's catastrophic immigration policies put in place, just because of the farm labor that gets affected by it. But that being said, I have said on here before, I'm not 100% Gavin Newsom. I like Gavin Newsom. As a person, I think he's charismatic. I think he's entertaining. I think he's incredibly smart. I don't agree with everything he says, and that's okay. I shouldn't agree with everything that our governor says. However, when you look at how COVID was handled, and I know people were pissed off because they couldn't do things and we reopened slower than Florida, Texas, a lot of the Midwestern states, well, pretty much everywhere. California with 40 million people has the lowest test positive rate in the entire country. To achieve that is a feat that I can't even begin to describe of difficulty. Also, to get him recalled, here's how it goes down. A ballot will go up to California voters. There'll be two questions on it. The first one will say, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? If you put yes, the second question is, who do you want to vote for? And this is where we run into the issue where there could be 25 people running for in the gubernatorial race, because all you really need to get on the ballot here is like $4,000. Like that's it. And you can run for governor. Actually, maybe we should run for governor. Like in a recall election, it's incredibly easy to get on the ballot. So then you see people like Caitlyn Jenner who throw their hats in the ring because they could essentially win with plurality. So they could win with 12% of the vote if they end up with like 25 people running. So you see severely underqualified candidates running in these elections because it's the only opportunity they have. Caitlyn Jenner is one of the worst options that we could possibly pick. I was listening to her speak the other day and she was talking about how the Democrats keep assigning district attorneys to these areas. In California, we elect our district attorneys. So the fact that she doesn't even know that that's how district attorneys get into office is mind-boggling to me.
Also, she killed a person.
Right.
Not that long ago.
And is that the bar? I mean, the bar, I think, is lower than that now.
Wasn't Caitlyn Jenner, wasn't she a... attorney in the past?
No, she was what an did Olympian she do in the past? She married a Kardashian.
She was an Olympian.
Okay, what? I don't know the background of she any an sort Olympian, of Kardashian.
She married a Kardashian and became
and then famous. Was just yeah. So after the Olympics, she had like a really successful career as a public speaker.
Yeah, like motivational, like
a motivational speaker.
Can I ask a really weird question in this? So when you're speaking about me,
I already
know what you're going to ask, I think. And I've always wondered the same thing.
Okay. So when you're speaking about a transgender person, so now Caitlyn Jenner, but in the past it was, what was his name?
Bruce.
So are you allowed to reference?
Right, like was Caitlyn an Olympian dead? Or was Bruce an Olympian?
Right, like I guess as an LGBTQ plus member, I don't really understand that. So in my mind,
the plus like, makes it just sound like you're super, like you're plus, extra gay.
Like I'm like extra large. Like I just don't know. And I'm wondering, is this something anybody on here knows? A listener, could you?
I know someone in my family that everyone pretty much refers to like with their current pronouns and current name now, but if it was something prior to that, like when they were younger, their past name and past pronouns. But I don't know if that's just what my family does. I don't know if that's like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be heartless and be like, okay, so when Caitlyn was a man, because I don't ever want to say something like that because that's not it. Like,
but she won her medals as Bruce Jenner.
Right. Like, so like, how do you, and I for some reason, I don't like, I know nothing
it's
about.
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
I know nothing about Bruce and I really if anyone know nothing knows. About
if
Bruce,
anyone wants to write in and write tell us so that we use the correct wording and.
I would really like to know because like the last thing I ever want, like, you know, we've all seen the memes about like, you can still refer to Caitlyn, she, mm-hmm. and still think that she is a horrible human being. And
100%. Yeah. So she is a human piece of trash because she is a big Republican and doesn't represent, I don't think, the trans community well because she hasn't, like, she speaks from such a place of privilege.
Right.
That, like when she was transitioning, she got to just go like hole up in a beach house in Malibu and like,
that's
like,
exactly what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think you can be respectful of her pronouns and stuff and also think like she's kind of a terrible person.
Right. Like, yeah. And I think it's really like when there's so many transgendered people that like literally claw tooth and nail to become the person that they were born or that they were meant to be born to be, maybe even.
Right.
Then Caitlyn just like snaps her fingers and she's, you know, a woman, which is great that she has the money to do that. But in my mind, it should be
the actual struggle.
Yeah, like it should be more of like, okay, I'm going to spend my life trying to help more transgendered people become the people that they were meant to be, instead
she's like a big Trump supporter.
Right.
Well, she ended up denouncing him. To be fair and to keep it honest, she did end up denouncing him. I think she also attempted to shine a light on the struggle of the trans community when she did her docuseries. And let me be clear, I don't like Caitlyn Jenner. I'm not defending her.
I should take that back. I don't think she's a human piece of shit. I just don't agree with anything she agrees with, like, thinks politically. Yeah. Nothing.
I'm not defending her. I just, I think she attempted from her ivory tower and she still didn't get it. Like, it was still lost on her. But to assume that someone that has been that far removed from normal society would understand the, like, guttural struggles of a community that is so harassed and in so much, like, danger all the time is just, like, anyway, Caitlyn Jenner is on the ticket. There's going to be a bunch of others. There's,
I can't remember. Mary Carey, who ran before. Yeah,
porn, sex worker who ran before. It's, so there's only been, even though it's really easy to recall a governor in California, it's this is only the second time that it's gone into effect. And I think one of the only reasons it is, the judge actually gave this group an extra 120 days to gather signatures because of COVID. So they got extra time to gather. That being said,
how much did
what'd you say?
Do you remember how much did pretty significant like number of people that voted for him?
Oh, he won by 60. He won by like 60 points or something. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I mean, there's a very small
likelihood. It's a waste of money in the state. It pisses me off so much. I don't have a problem with running against, if you want to run against Gavin Newsom, run against Gavin Newsom, but he's up in a year. By the time this is over, the person would be, if they replace Gavin Newsom, would be in office for like 3 months before they had to start campaigning again. Like, it's just $400 million. We could be spending it on something else right now. So it pisses me off.
What is the reason behind the recall? Is it because just because people are pissed off about COVID?
Yeah, because he didn't open the state fast enough.
So basically, which he saved your lives and you guys are fucking pissed about it.
Not us.
Not like you. I'm saying these fuckers that signed this petition.
Said, getting 12, finding one point, you could find 1.5 million QAnon supporters in California. There's 40 million of us. So like the bar is so low to initiate a recall, it's incredibly easy. Incredibly easy. So
and like you said, with all the
fuck those people.
Such a good job. Like, but and I understand how easy, and I couldn't imagine if I was in another state and having to deal with that. Like, really, when the state, the part that's been confusing on my end, like professionally, has been until the last few months when the county really guidelines were.
You're cutting out constantly.
Oh, I'll just smile.
The part that was confusing for you is until the county actually put out like real guidelines, it was difficult to navigate because things were changing.
Right, and because the county guidelines were often
in
the state guidelines.
Nope, you're cutting out.
I don't know why.
It's Newsom.
It's my microchip.
It's your microchip. The bottom line is, Krista, this is, California has some wonky rules regarding recalls. I don't think the recall is even going to go through. He won by such a large margin that I don't even think it's going to get approved. And if it does, I don't know who would take it, but the likelihood of it actually happening, enough people voting yes, is astronomically low. So I wouldn't worry about it happening in other blue states. Other blue states have it buttoned up a little bit better than we do. So that, I don't know if that helped or hurt or whatever, but
that's also, I think he's so attractive. Cool. I love Gavin Newsom. Oops. I just want that out there.
Okay. All right. Okay, this next one is from Sammy, and she said, good evening, I hope you all record the evening considering how much you drink.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but go on.
All right, Sammy. I'm captaining the struggle bus right now, like hard. I'm going into my senior year at Stanford in a few months. Hold the eye rolls about how I'm struggling. See, the family business is law. When I say the family business, I mean, my mom is a judge. My dad is a corporate lawyer. Guess what I'm supposed to do? Yep. Become a lawyer. Guess what I absolutely don't want to be? Yep. A lawyer. I'm majoring in political science and I'm actually pretty good at it. As graduation gets closer and closer and law school is looming, I can't sleep at night. What I really want to do is design video games. I love it. I do it in my spare time and even have an internship. This is not an acceptable career path for my family. I don't want to paint them as bad. They're good people. When I came out as a lesbian to them at 17, all my mom said was, oh, honey, by the look on your face when you came in here, I thought you were going to tell us you were dating a Republican. We don't care if you're gay. So I turn to you guys, people who don't know me, don't know my family, don't know anything about me because I need honesty. Will I regret following my dreams and not going into the family business?
Yes. Next.
Wow.
It's hard because we don't know your parents. And if we would need to, you know, really know you to be able to say, but I think you would definitely regret it if you went into law, not having any interest in going into law. Like, why would you, you know, if your parents were that accepting of you being gay, then they're going to accept this too. They seem like accepting people. And if you tell them, this is not what I want to do with my life, I would be miserable doing this, then I think that they would understand and support you. But yeah, like I said, we don't know your parents.
I agree 100%. If you're,
but it's your life. You right. have to do what makes you happy, because this is a job you're going to have to go to every day until you're 60.
Absolutely.
Then you need to enjoy it, or you're going to be miserable. Everybody around you is going to be miserable. And
yeah,
for what? Just to keep your parents happy?
Very well said. And to be completely honest, I think maybe not in your family, Sammy, but maybe you, I said the right name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, was I not supposed to say that name, or can I was zoning out a minute, but in my mind, a parent should react more harshly to their kid being LGBTQ than that they don't want to be a lawyer or follow in the footsteps of the family. So the fact that your parents weren't like outraged about that seems like that all they want is for you to be happy.
Right.
Like,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Like, I truly think that, there's so many people in this world that can say, I wish I would have done this instead of what I'm presently doing. Like, here's a perfect example. Me, I wish that I would have went into improv instead of the life path that I chose. I wish that I would have had enough faith and courage to do what my heart truly wanted to do. Because when I did finally stick my toe in that water, I loved it. I loved every second of it. I wished that I could have done exactly that. And the fact that I had life pulling me away from it was the worst. So the fact that you have something that you love and that you're passionate about is, you know what, it might even be worth pissing off your parents to be able to do something that you love and that you're passionate about for the rest of your life is the best gift you could ever receive. And you have it sitting there, and to not take it is it, you will regret it 100%. Like, you will regret it.
And as a parent, I feel like that you want your kids to be financially stable. You don't want them to financially struggle. But at the same time, ultimately what you want for your kid is to be happy, whatever that is. Be happy with what you're doing, who you're with, where you live, all that stuff. All you want is for your kids to be happy in the end. So I feel like that's every parent that wants that.
I agree with them. And I think the regret that you would have if you did what your parents had said that they wanted you to do, and I get it, there's a lot of pressure. Especially, it sounds like you came from a pretty affluent family, and there's expectations placed on you that go along with money. You're not the first kid to go to college. So there's definitely an established line of, you will do this, you will take this over, and you will continue the family name. If you chose to go into law, the regret that you'll end up having is resentment towards your parents. I don't know if you're a good video game developer or not. I don't know if it's something you'll do for 50 years or if you'll do it for five. I don't know. But if you don't, if you don't do it at all, you're going to end up hating them because you're going to feel like they made the choice for you when mm-hmm. you haven't even talked to them about it. I think, especially, I'm assuming you're probably around 21. So one of the biggest transitions we make as people is going from being like, you'll always be your parents' kid, but you're also an adult now. So if you want them to see you as an adult and making a mature decision, you need to go to them and tell them the reasons that you've weighed your options. Although you enjoy political science and you appreciate, you know, your parents' love of law and whatever else, there's something you're more passionate about and you have to do it because you don't owe your parents your life. Like it is your life. You get to make those decisions regardless of the decisions they made in theirs. You don't owe it to them. As a parent also, I would want Lincoln to do what he really wanted, to do. And you're lucky, you're in a generation that it's okay to have two or three careers in your life. You can do two or three different things. We no longer live in a world where, or it's rare that someone goes to work for a company at 20 and they work there till they're 60 and they have a pension for the rest of their life. Like that doesn't exist anymore. People change jobs, they do different things, they go different places. Obviously finish Stanford. Don't leave Stanford.
Yes. don't
Stanford. But you know, then you have a BS in political science and go do what you're passionate about. And if it ends up not working, do something else. Or if you find something else that you like more, go do that. We have a real, real limited amount of time on this planet. And I know that that's difficult for you to comprehend at 21 or 22. But if we spend so much of our lives at work, you have to do something that you at least enjoy. I also think we should normalize this whole, like, you have to do something you're passionate about because people are passionate about different things. Some people are passionate about actually living. They don't care about work. So they just want to make a living so that they can go do the rest of their lives. That's okay too. Like, we don't always have to have our dream job to survive, but if you feel true passion about a field, you should definitely go work in that. And from the sounds of it, just like Stacy and Aaron said, your parents would want that for you too. Like, it sounds like they love you and you have a decent relationship. They handled you being gay very well. I actually laughed when I read that because that's how I would feel too. If Lincoln was like, I'm gay, I'd be like, as long as he's not Republican, it's fine.
Yeah, I really feel like you need to go watch my show. I feel like you're a character in it who literally like,
like you her parents want her to.
Well, no, the show I just did, like there's literally a character whose dad wants her to become a lawyer and he's a lawyer and there's all this pressure and spoiler alert, she doesn't do it.
I think it's really changes hard majors. To like people 45 and older, if you tell them you want to like design video games or anything with video games or maybe even internet, they're going to be like, that's a waste of time. That's a hobby. That's, you know, you just want to play video games for a living and that's not going to make any money. And there's like a stigma around it. So we have a friend that works for EA that supports his family on playing video games.
Makes more than any of us.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know, be tactful in the way that you tell your parents that you want to do that too. Maybe like pull up statistics and prices and all that kind of stuff too.
Show me, put some thought into like, it.
Right, like look up how much you could make, have a plan. Yeah,
that generation is funny about video games, I feel like.
Well, also,
Know your parents.
If you prepare yourselves for those kind of conversations, it also shows that you've put a lot of thought into it. It's not just a whimsical 20-year-old like, I don't want to do this and I just want to play video games. Like you've actually researched your future and the possibilities. And
Yeah, go in ready to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you should talk to them about it. They may surprise you with their reaction to your career choice, because it's not like you said I want to go paint camels in, I don't know, where's a place that doesn't have camels, Barbados, and just live on the beach in a hut. Like you want to develop video games, like
Florida.
But you know what I'm saying, like it's not like you came up with like I want to teach underwater basket weaving for a living. Like this is a legitimate career field that you can make a living in, and you're not going to be living in, you know, their basement or
abject squalor.
We don't have basements in California, but whatever. So I think you already know the answer to this, but if you're looking for validation, yeah.
You got your back.
And have some faith in your parents. Just be honest with them. I think people would be surprised how much love that parents have for their kids will outweigh anything else. So, mm-hmm.
And ultimately I'm not a parent really, like deep down. I'm not, like, obviously I have two step kids. Well, I mean, I've never birthed a child. For anybody that's, you know, not watching, I literally just did the hand movement about birthing a child, but
no one's watching.
I know, but I'm just saying, you guys, you saw it. Making sure everybody knows what the fuck I'm doing over here. So my point is, and maybe this is just because I understand how much happiness means in a life, but I would much rather my child be happy than be financially sound. And then you can make a shit ton of money doing video games. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, like, as a lawyer, that seems like such a boom. You're going to get money. You're going to be in a great job. Da, 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 da. It's not always the case, right? Like, it's not always the case. But my thought process is, I would much rather someone pursue their dreams and what they would love to do with the rest of their life than put themselves into a career that's not going to make sense. And I mean, that could come from my admissions background when I was in higher ed, but it really makes so much difference. Drive, desire, getting up for work every morning, like those totally. Things fucking matter. And when your job is something you enjoy doing,
it makes the, like, I don't know. I think that, like, having a job that you love, if the thing you're doing you love, it makes all the bullshit that comes with it easier to deal with. Exactly. But if you have to deal with the normal bullshit of work that just comes up on top of not loving what you do, mm-hmm. that's not going to be a fun combo in the long run, you know?
Have you seen the movie The Kid? Disney's The Kid with Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like you should watch that and, like, think about it.
Mm-hmm. As a 40-year-old, though, I would recommend, before you even start your senior year, talk to your parents first, switch your major to computer science before you finish political, minor in political science. Idea. And because since you're already in school right now, and it sounds like you finished your junior year, you only have 1 year in of actual, like, coursework into political science. Switch your major in computer science, minor in political science. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe you'll be CEO of EA one day.
What if, even though, like, she already has an internship, right? Mm-hmm. To do,
I think she's like a possible internship. Like, maybe she hasn't accepted it yet.
Okay,
but like, I mean, do that.
I not even need to switch her major. You know what I mean? Like,
well, why? If you're already in college, though, why limit your opportunities to move on beyond?
Yeah,
you're competing against all people that have. And I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
part of, like, Silicon Valley, like,
right.
I'm sure they recruit straight out.
I was just saying, like, you might not want to add another year on to your college education just because you switched your major so late. Like, if you don't need to switch your major and you can still go into this career with this background, like, I feel like in this day and age, there's so many people that go into a career that do not have the degree that they should have to get into that career. So it might, I don't know. We need more info. This is an equation.
Well, she knows more about it than I do. I just know that talking to our friend that works at EA, your options are limited if you're not a degree holder in computer science. But mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe things have changed. I haven't talked to him about it in years. So
yeah,
who knows? But talk to your parents before you start your senior year, for sure. And I mean, what's the hardship of being at Stanford one more year? I'm sure you're enjoying yourself. What are you guys obsessed with this week?
So I have two. I have, like, a bunch. Number one is that we took my youngest daughter to go swim with sharks at the Sequest Aquarium in Folsom. And it was so cool to see her. That's been her goal for, like, I don't even know how long. And to see her get to do that was just amazing. The second one was that, obviously, we had a fire really close to our house. It was 140 acres and it got less than a mile from our house. We could see flames and it was
scary.
a really eye-opening experience because I never thought I'd be one of those people that says, forget the house, it's just stuff. Because when you sit on your couch and there's no threat, you look around and you go, man, I would really hate to lose that antique, that heirloom, that collection I've been working on, all my Disney stuff, all these, you know, everything you've worked towards to lose.
Oh, your merman.
Yeah, my merman. Oh my God. You know, to think about that stuff when you're sitting there with no threat, you think about it like, oh my God, I can't fathom losing all my stuff. But then when it's actually at your door, we had backpacks ready to go and we had the car packed within 5 minutes because we have, you know, all of our stuff ready in case this happens. But I was finally one of those people that sat there and looked around and said, it doesn't matter. It's just stuff. I was ready to go with what we had and it was okay. Like, as long as we're all together, River's in the car with us, we're good. That's it. You know, like,
well, it was super smart of you to corral your cats in the bathroom in case you need to grab them too. That was super smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the other thing, is giving everybody like a role of what to do. Like, Kira, you're in charge of the animals. Find all the cats, put them in the bathroom, put River on a leash tied to his thing out by the car, and be ready. If the fire comes down, we're opening the pig pins as we're driving down the driveway and they're on their own. So like, okay, now Lex, you're in charge of turning all the sprinklers on, doing that, you know, like giving everybody a job and like going and doing it felt so like, I like proud of my family feeling. And it was a really good like run of what we're going to do if that happens. So that was really cool. And then the third thing is our high school is not putting on prom because of COVID. So some parents and students got together and they're throwing a rebel prom. And so my daughter is going to prom and she's so excited.
What's a rebel prom?
It's not put on by the school. Like, the school said no, so they're doing it anyway.
Rebel prom! So, rebel
prom! And they got somebody that's coming and taking pictures. They're, like, voting for prom king and queen. It's catered. Like, they're doing the damn thing. It's a whole actual prom.
Is it in a barn?
Do
they wear masks?
No.
It's not in a barn.
No. I don't know. I asked her about the masks. She said she's bringing one, but she doesn't know how... because it's only 200 people and like, I don't know.
I could not go somewhere with 200 people, I think.
Well, you're not invited to Rebel Prom, so.
I'm not ready for that.
So,
we gotta find a new date.
A lot of the kids are vaccinated because you can get vaccinated after 16. So that helps too. Yeah. But taking her prom dress shopping and doing all that stuff has been really fun, so.
I know, I loved all the dresses.
Yeah. And
I can't believe she's so old now. God.
She picked out a dress. She's like, I want this one because it looks like a grandma's couch and somebody's like heavy curtains and it's perfect. And I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever floats your boat.
She looks so grown up.
Yeah. It's totally her. This dress is like, it was made for her.
I can't believe she's about to be an adult this year.
I want to see a picture. Remember?
We're so old.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a picture.
All right. Thanks.
We're so old.
I know.
I'm older than you.
Yeah.
I know, like, but we're so old, so that makes you, like, you know, I'm like, and like, I'm really old, and I'm way younger than
I'm like the lady in the Titanic.
Basically, yeah.
I know. I'm ready to throw the fucking heart of the ocean over there.
Drop it right in there.
Pass away.
It's been 84 years.
All right. Stacey, what are you obsessed with?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I'm
Dolly. Dolly.
Gosh. I don't know. I'm obsessed with I don't sleep anymore. His puppy. So I've been trying to like get caught up on watching shows. So I started Handmaid's Tale, but I'm only like halfway through the first episode. So don't spoil anything for me. I'm like, I really tried to get caught up so we could talk about it tonight and it just didn't happen. I'm all caught up on the final season of Younger, which none of you bitches will watch, even though I watched The Bold Type and I totally love it and it's coming back soon.
See, you loved it though. I started Younger. I couldn't get into it.
So much better. Although I'm not
I watched it for
this.
Two seasons.
I'm not happy about this final season.
Is there any sort of LGBTQ representation?
That's probably why I didn't like it.
There is. What are you talking about?
Who?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Two of the main characters like in the friend group are lesbians.
Liza's
roommate.
Yes. Oh,
And then Kelsey's best friend, too.
They're on there hardly ever.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, I'm on season 7 and they're on there a lot.
There you go.
I only made it to two.
The whole episode where the one chick's girlfriend tells her to shove a clove of garlic up her vagine to get rid of a
infection.
Yeah, and then they're like eating dinner, and they're like, "Did you make garlic bread?" Like, that's it really smells like garlic bread.
It's baking.
Yeah, it really smells some fresh garlic bread. So I'm all caught up on Grey's. I'm all caught up on Younger. I'm getting there with Handmaid's Tale. I just for like 3 weeks solid did nothing but like work all day, which has been crazy. Go to rehearsal. Come home at like 8-9 o'clock at night and then deal with dogs, which then I felt bad because I'm like, oh, I missed all this like cute puppy time with Scout when I was at rehearsal, but that's okay. Anything? I don't know what else I'm obsessed with.
Aaron, what are you obsessed with?
Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have a thing. Disneyland reopened today and I saw all that. I cried. I was so busy at work. So every time I like got like 5 little seconds, I'd like open Facebook and look, and the video of Mickey like opening the gate and Bob Iger was there, and Bob Chapek, and like all of the people, Josh DeMauro. I just like all the people, all the higher ups, they have like new name tags, and it says return to magic. And I just, oh my God, the tears. So that's what I plan on doing tonight after we're done, is just crying and watching Disneyland like TikToks and stuff.
Love it.
Right on.
My plan for Friday night. I get wine drunk with you four, and then I'm gonna cry watching Disneyland videos.
Perfect. What a great Friday.
You know?
I know.
I mean, right? God, sign me up.
Hashtag 34 and single.
So I'm obsessed with, I have a couple things. One, I started watching Cruel Summer on Hulu. I've gotten through the first 3 episodes. It's okay. Actually pretty good.
Is it good? Okay. Cause that's one that I'm like, I kind of want to watch this.
It's unfortunately, I feel like it's slightly poorly acted, but I feel like it might get better. Okay. I'm digging it though. It's very Pretty Little Liars vibe, you know? Did you watch Pretty Little Liars?
I did.
Oh, okay. So, it's very much that vibe, obviously. Like whodunit, you know, sort of thing. Then I, oh my God. So I can't talk about it really. I binge watched the first 3 episodes of season 4 of The Handmaid's Tale.
Don't say anything.
I will not say anything other than, can I say just what my feelings are?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean,
you can just say, I'm going to watch it tonight.
No, I'm not going to say anything other than I'm the best. I'm constantly amazed how this show.
You are the best?
No, I am the best. Yes. But is that what I said?
Yeah.
You said, I didn't mean to say that. But I am the best.
I agree.
I've never said that before. This is a first for a podcast, but it is.
That's
it
the first
is.
For a Pisces.
Yeah, I mean, I never admit to my greatness. No. But I literally have never. I am constantly amazed at how this show continues to outdo itself.
Like, did you read the sequel? Did you read it?
I have not. No.
I was just curious if it was following the sequel.
I have not read.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Fine. No. You're fine.
What happened?
Oh God, it is. First of all, Elizabeth Moss. Oh my God, I love her.
I know.
Oh my God, I love her. And she, June. I just have so many feelings. It is so good. It is so. I hate to think, like, there's a part of me that thinks that maybe I was just, because I missed it so much over the last 2 years, that I'm like, it just was like being given, like if I was a coke addict and I just all of a sudden got this pile of cocaine thrown in front of me and I was like, oh my God, the coke. Like, I just feel like that's what's happening. But is it because it's coke or is it because it's really good coke? Like, I don't know. Like, it, so
it's,
I need
such
you
a
to,
strange
need
metaphor.
To,
yeah.
I mean, I truly feel addicted to the show. It's so fucking good. It's like, it haunts me. It literally haunts me.
I'm going to start season 4 tonight.
It is. Oh, you're not even going to watch 3?
Oh yeah. I need to watch the last few episodes of 3.
Oh, I was like, Jackie, you gotta watch. Oh my god, it's just so fucking good, and like these actors are so good, and they portray their roles so well that it's hard for me to think that, you know, I can't even think of her actual name, but like Poussey was like ever Poussey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, oh my god, I just am so in love with this show. I'm so in love with it, and
yeah,
oh my god, Aunt Lydia and.
You should read the sequel to the book too. To see if they
line up. I actually downloaded it.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah. Okay. I will read it. Like, I just, you know, like I love, like I'm totally like a shipper. Like I always find people to ship.
Oh my god. And me too.
I'm like, I 100% love the idea of June with what's her face with Serena. Like,
oh,
I know it's never gonna happen. I know it's never going to happen. Listen to me. I know it's never going to, but I love their chemistry, their hatred chemistry so much that it's just really great. I'm not spoiling anything because that does not, it does not happen in this, these, but it's the idea that it could one day. And it's seeing like it, oh my God. I cannot
such an get articulate over description.
I know. I just can't. Oh my God.
You know, I mean, I'm a writer. but also, so today I started The Bold Type.
So good, right?
And I actually really liked it. Yeah.
It's really good. I love the music.
And I they're very, like, I love the one chick because she was in Faking It. So I really, I like her already. So, like, I was like, okay, cool. But they're all really great, like little actresses. I'm like super, super pumped about this.
It's
like,
not,
I'm like, little actresses. Oh my God.
I'm definitely like not the target demographic for that show at all. And I love it.
You're not the target demographic for Taylor Swift either. Let's be real.
First of all.
And you are her biggest fucking
fan. Ouch.
I mean, it's true though.
Jackie, listen to me. You know that whenever you tell someone you're a Taylor Swift fan, they're like,
it's
you
a
are?
Whole thing.
Really?
I grew up with Taylor, man.
I'm just
my
saying,
early,
like,
early 20s up until now, like we won't get into Taylor Swift again.
Why not? Come on.
Let's do
it. I really got you on a tangent.
I have taken up a new hobby where, like, I don't like calling it like woodworking because I'm like building things out of wood, but I just made a drink cart for the backyard and it turned out really well. So this weekend I'm building our furniture for the backyard. So I'm really excited about that. I picked out these plans, went and got all the wood today. So maybe it's because I'm cheap because I can buy the wood for like $200 and these chairs are like $500 a piece that I'm like, this is my thing. But it's actually, I really enjoyed like the process of it and doing it. And it is a little bit more difficult with a toddler running around because he's like, hey, what's that? A table saw? Let me touch it. Like that's a whole thing. But I like the process of making stuff and I'm excited to start our chairs for our fireplace in the backyard. And then Stacy's husband is helping us erect a shade structure in the back, or Stacy's husband. What did I call him?
You said Stacy's husband for a second. I was like, who's my husband?
The other Stacy.
You're good.
Kai is helping us.
I thought you meant my husband. And I was like, who's my husband?
It's not all about you. He's helping us put up a shade structure in the backyard. So I need to grind down the poles for that too. But it's fun and I'm excited about it. And yeah. So that's
another. You're really good at it too.
Yeah.
You're really good.
The cart turned out really good. The cart turned out really nice. So
but even like when you showed us like your inside of your, like your hallway where you put up the, what is it?
Wainscoting?
Yeah. Like,
oh, board. I did board and batten. Yeah.
Board and batten.
It looks amazing.
I still haven't like finished it because I need to like push out I have to put spacers in the electrical outlets so they push out because the board and batten makes them sit too far back. So it's like 95% done. I don't know why I keep like putting it off. It's just, I don't know. It's fallen through. So I need to, because yeah, I have to like kill the electricity to work on it because the hallway's so dark, or I have to do it in the daytime because I have to kill the electricity. So the hallway gets super dark. So by the time I get home from work, it's too dark to do it. And on the weekends, I'd rather work on this stuff. So it's just, I'm going to do it this weekend. You sound like my wife. I'll do it this weekend.
Oh my God. I literally said nothing.
I know.
I was not even it's writing my own, ass
it's
about
my own. It's my own. It's like, my own head. It's
you don't sound head. Like your wife. She hears her wife in her
I
head.
I was like, I literally and Jackie, I literally said it looked
and funny. We're counting down the days to conscience. Aaron visiting us here in California.
Yes.
I'm leaving. What?
We're going to keep
on
you.
On a jet plane. Oh, I thought that's where we were going.
No, no.
How's it? I assume everyone's alcohol is fine.
Well, mine's great because I thought I had a husband for a couple of seconds.
Did we talk about what we were drinking? We didn't.
Nope.
No, we should. I'm drinking and you didn't even ask.
Okay, I am drinking. So, Stacy, her roommate, and Lex and Lincoln and I went to a winery on Sunday. My neighbor told me about it. It's only like 3 miles from us, which is super convenient. She said they had really good sparkling wine. They do. The rosé is not good, but their sparkling wine is very good. But she had given me a bottle of their red wine, which is actually excellent. And that's what I'm drinking. So it's from El Campos, or Campos Winery here in Discovery Bay. It's very, very good. The red wine is good. It's a blend, which I prefer. So, but yeah, their sparkling wine was outstanding. Don't drink the rosé.
Nope.
I mean, we drank it because we're not fucking quitters. Right. But,
but would not go again.
I'm drinking Francis Coppola Diamond Collection Cab Sauv. Oh, somebody left it at my house at Jax's birthday party.
That was my birthday present from Jeremy.
Shut up.
Yeah. I left it. That's my birthday present.
It's great.
I was like, I love that.
I'll buy you a new one. I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new one. But I found it on the counter. It was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to drink this. Cool.
It's my birthday present. My 40th birthday present. Thanks, best friend.
That's really funny.
Just tell her how it is. I'll buy you one. It's amazing.
We share so much wine. I would have drank it with you anyway. Yeah. It's whatever. Yeah.
That's so funny. All right. I am drinking the She Can, which I love, canned wine, but this one's a Coastal Berry Dry Rosé Spritzer, which, you know, all the like spritzer things are always like 3% alcohol or whatever. This one's 9%, which I'm happy about. So it's like almost at the level of just regular wine. It's really good. It's like not sweet.
It's like a beer, but it's fine.
No,
it's like an IPA. It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's really it's good. Listen to this. It's women owned. It's called She Can. Because whether you're new to wine or an experienced connoisseur, moi. We crafted this spritzer just for you. Our Coastal Berry Dry Rosé Spritzer is bubbly and refreshing with notes of naturally ripened strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries. I can taste that. And it says she knows she can and she does. The McBride sisters have created the She Can Professional Development Fund to promote the advancement of women in the wine industry.
Oh, I love that.
Boom.
If I had it to do over again, I would have gone into wine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm so slow. I thought the way she's saying it, she can, I thought it was a play on like pecan. And so I was like, I feel like they're saying you're wrong. Like, it's pecan.
Chican. It's Chican.
Until she wrote it back and she said she can. I was like, oh, like she can. Like she can do it.
Like she can, and it's in a can.
It's a can. It's better than what
I'm still dying Chican. Over the Chican.
Chican. Chican. It's Chican pie.
Chican pie.
The way she was saying it, I'm drinking she can. And I'm like,
like, you're like, oh, you're I'd one of those people for... that pronounces it like weird. Pecan. We're not friends anymore. If you pronounce it pecan, I can't do it.
I totally how I say pronounce pecan. It. Pecan.
Pecan. Surprising no one, Zach. Surprising no one.
I think I say pecan also. I don't think I say pecan. Ugh. I don't know. I don't say it often. I'm not a fan.
I love it. My grandmother used to make it.
Everyone's grandma made it.
My hard take here. Right? Not a fan.
Because
pecan pie. For as pretentious like, as I am, I don't think I say pecan, which is surprising.
I did want to throw in one like 10 second like boop. The other thing I was obsessed with this week was watching President Biden speak with two women behind him.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I'm not even going to talk about his speech right now, but watching
she can pay.
The leader of our country talk with
two women behind him.
Two women, a woman of color. It was just, I want to see more of that.
And a woman of not color.
Super white.
She needs to get a tan. She needs a spray tan.
I would even like, you know what? I'm not even, I would even like to see it in the Republican Party. Like, I liked seeing two women.
It was so great. It was.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
I agree. It was perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what are you drinking?
I mean, really. I'm drinking this lovely vintage
Tito's.
Tito's. It's delicious. I am drinking it with Spindrift. I don't know if anybody drinks Spindrift.
Why do we even let Aaron go at this part? Like,
I don't know. I mean, you guys, I had a bottle of wine, Apothic White Blend, and I was going to drink it, but I had a shitty day. So I was like, fuck the white blend.
You don't want to mess around.
You know what we're going to do when Erin comes here? The reason I think she doesn't drink wine is because I don't think she thinks it fucks her up enough. We're going to get her California wine drunk.
Yeah. No thanks. I fucking get a headache from it. God, no thanks, Tom Hanks.
No, girl. First of all, we'll use some of those little wine wands.
Mm-hmm.
Take out all the tannins and all the sulfates. Then
what the fuck is a wine wand?
Don't worry about it.
But this is the thing. I don't believe in it. Glass of
water between every glass of wine, and then got a high five.
I love how Stacy and I swear by this, and we've managed to do it once.
Yeah, it worked so good the one time we did it, and then
but it really did work.
Is this when you guys ping pong between wine and water?
Every glass of wine we drank a glass of water and we were fucking good.
Like,
and we've
A-okay.
Never done it again.
Not once.
Not a single time.
This is my problem with wine. Here's my problem. I start out a lot later than you guys. So I'm on by 8:30 and I'm wasted by 9:30. So my problem is tomorrow, like, I will be fucking worthless if I drink a bottle of wine because I will get a headache.
But what do you got to do tomorrow?
I mean, lay in the pool.
Listen.
When
you get out here, we're going to teach you how to drink wine.
Yes.
Okay. You can teach me. I mean,
trial and error, my friend.
The problem is this.
All you got to do.
This is the problem. I can't do reds.
Oh, I don't.
Well, they usually have.
That's not a.
Because of my teeth.
Never mind. You can't.
I gotta
get the
take
fuck out of here.
I gotta take my retainers out.
Get a straw.
I'll do it with a straw, but I'm not fucking drinking. I can't. You have to wear these for 22 hours a day.
They should make the wand into a straw. This is $1 million idea.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay, here's
keep that to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. When you get a headache,
edit it.
Your teeth are good.
Your teeth are good. No headache.
You got to wake up here in California in the vacation bubble, first of all. Mm-hmm. You got to eat one of Kai's breakfasts.
Oh, that's key.
Get in the pool. Take a couple of Excedrin. Get in the pool and start drinking again, and you're golden.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to drink wine.
My perfect.
We're going to get up in the morning, and we're going to drink champagne to get rid of the hangover, and then we're going to go about our day. Because my wife and Kim won't be here. Oh.
Do champagne.
Jackie just clutched her chest. She was like, my pearls. No.
That was her neck. She clutched her neck because she thought of the heartburn.
She's like, my mouth. The acid. I can't deal with the acid of a Bloody Mary.
It was a heartburn.
It was acid reflux.
All right. We're good. Have a good weekend.
I like a Bloody Mary.
I love Bloody Mary.
Who's Mary?
Lover.
Just kidding. We gotta go.
Oh, God.
Bye.
Bye.